eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. Former President Trump is expected in a federal courtroom in Florida today for a closed-door hearing in the case that accuses him of illegally keeping classified documents. He also faces a deadline today to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to pause his election interference case to appeal a lower court ruling that he's immune from criminal prosecution. The FBI has joined the investigation into a shooting at a Houston megachurch.
The 2 p.m. Sunday service at Lakewood Church is conducted in Spanish. Pastor Jorge Basave had just begun the live stream. Gunshots are heard and people are seen running behind Basave. A woman who had brought a rifle into the building was shot and killed by off-duty law enforcers. Police and the FBI are searching a home thought to be connected to the suspect.
Police say the words Free Palestine were found on the gun used in the shooting. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will miss this week's NATO meetings in Brussels while he's hospitalized for a bladder issue. This is ABC News. Charles Darwin is credited with introducing the concept of evolution. Today, researchers are marking what would have been his 250th birthday.
For the first time, the entirety of Charles Darwin's personal library is now available on the internet for free. The Darwin Online Project has published hundreds of thousands of books, journals, manuscripts, and images from the naturalist. Many are appearing online for the first time, including some newly discovered items. That means anyone with an internet connection can comb through Darwin's favorite novels, his personal correspondence, even illustrations. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
A change to political content on Meta platforms. Instagram and Threads will stop recommending political content proactively from accounts that you don't follow. But users can opt in to see political posts, including election-related topics. The platform says it wants to make Instagram and Threads a great experience for everyone. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The State Assembly is set to vote Tuesday on a $2.1 billion tax cut package from Republican lawmakers. The measures include expansion of the second lowest state tax bracket to include filers earning between $19,000 and $150,000 per year. 4 years after cannabis was legalized in Illinois, and with a dispensary right across the border in South Beloit, Beloit Police Chief Andre Sales says it hasn't changed much for his department.
We're not sitting at the border and having binoculars out and looking who's over at the dispensary and then stopping them.
However, Sales says if the presence of marijuana is detected during a traffic stop, the driver could face arrest for possession. The State Division of Criminal Investigation is probing the death of a person following an encounter with law enforcement early Monday in the city of Schulzburg. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Snowmobiling is a great way to find your adventure in Wisconsin. With thousands of trails to explore, there's always something new to discover. No matter where you ride, think smart before you start. Wear a helmet and dress for the weather. Check with area bait shops for local ice conditions. Never drink and ride. Every year, we lose snowmobilers to crashes that could have been prevented. Reach your destination safely every time. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wi.gov.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Oakleaf Medical Network says Hospital Sisters Health System is not responding to their requests to open negotiations, so Oakleaf could create a community hospital system in Eau Claire. Hospital Sisters announced that it would close Sacred Heart in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls in April, as well as its systems of Prevea clinics. Oakleaf said it hired an executive to lead them through the negotiations to buy the hospital properties and start up a community hospital. But Hospital Sisters is not responding to their requests. We're waiting for more information about a weekend stabbing in Eau Claire. Police say it happened yesterday in the 200 block of East Truman Avenue. There were no details about who was stabbed or who did the stabbing. Eau Claire police say the stabbing was an isolated incident and said last night there's no ongoing threat to the public. Wisconsin lawmakers could vote on another set of political maps this week. Both the State Assembly and State Senate are in session tomorrow. Last week, Republican leaders say they may vote on Governor Tony Evers' maps as a way to head off potentially WERP's maps from the state Supreme Court. Lawmakers approved the governor's maps last month but made tweaks. They said those maps were 99% of what the governor drew, but he vetoed the maps because there were changes. Republicans are now expected to vote on the governor's maps as they are this time. Special Olympics in Minnesota's receiving a big boost from the 23rd annual Rochester Polar Plunge. The event was held Saturday with dozens of willing volunteers taking the plunge to help me raise money for the organizations. Now, organizers hope to get $300,000 and said $281,000 had been raised as of Saturday night. That event, by the way, has raised over $4 million for Special Olympics over 23 years. It was a slow start to the sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago over the weekend. Warm temperatures on Saturday and poor ice conditions overall hampered the annual sturgeon season. Far fewer people were out on the ice this year, with mostly pop-up tents close to shore. But clear water conditions, despite the thin ice, means there's been decent spearing for those who are out there. As of Sunday, 122 sturgeon were registered with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
No one was injured in a three-vehicle accident at the intersection of Highway 25 and 35 in the town of Nelson yesterday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 21-year-old Alyssa Blodgett of Pepin was traveling southbound on Highway 35 and failed to yield the right-of-way to a vehicle driven by 32-year-old Rebecca Kane of Minneapolis. Both vehicles then collided. A vehicle waiting to turn south off of Highway 25 had his vehicle damaged by a road sign and pole hitting his vehicle. Speed and failure to yield are believed to be contributing factors in that accident. Some of the nurses and medical staff who are set to lose jobs this spring in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls may have a new opportunity. Marshfield Clinic announced on Friday it would expand its labor and delivery facility in Eau Claire. Marshfield says the labor and delivery facilities unit currently has 8 beds, but that would jump to 20. Marshfield's also looking to hire more labor and delivery nurses. The clinic says they're planning a job fair to accept applications in the coming weeks. Well, it's the latest sign of just how non-wintry this winter has been in Wisconsin. Organizers of the Snowshoe National Championships in Eau Claire changed the weekend's race to a trail run because there's no snow. The U.S. Snowshoe Association announced back in fall that the national championships would be in Eau Claire, but at that time, no one imagined there wouldn't be any snow. Instead, teams ran through Lowell's Creek County Park in their sneakers. It was the first time ever that the snowshoe championship had to be switched because of the lack of snow. State lawmakers are anticipating this year's edition of the Minnesota legislature to be a bit less active than last year. Lawmakers are returning to St. Paul today, and many are predicting little new spending will be approved during the session. A great deal of the focus will be on the bonding bill, which approves financing for millions of dollars in local infrastructure projects. There'll also be topics that will cause debate, such as opposition to the new state flag and seal, legalization of sports betting, and a push for a statewide equal rights amendment. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
A Faribault County mayor and his son are behind bars after a marijuana bust. The raid was conducted by the South Central Drug Investigation Unit, which confiscated hundreds of pot plants as part of the operation. Authorities say they took Winnebago Mayor Scott Robertson and his son into custody as part of the investigation. Robertson became mayor in 2021 as a write-in candidate. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
RFK Racing adds third car for Daytona. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Discover new opportunities together in a new Chevy. Meet up in an Equinox, winner of the J.D. Power Award for initial quality among compact SUVs. Lend a hand in the strong and capable Silverado. Or mix it up in a high-tech Trax with an available 11-inch diagonal touchscreen. Find family, friends, and fun in the Chevy that's right for you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. For J.D. Power 2023 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
RFK Racing will attempt to qualify a third NASCAR Cup Series entry for Sunday's Daytona 500. Team co-owner Brad Keselowski says the Stage 60 Mustang, to be driven by David Ragan, may give them an advantage in the Great American Race as they slowly move towards expanding their stable in the future.
I think you look at Daytona over the last 3 years, we've been in position to win the 500. The race has literally come down to the last lap or the last restart being the decider, and I haven't had the right pushers. Haven't had enough wingmen or wingwomen or whatever you want to call it to be able to do it. And so we wanted to add another car to increase our chances that if we are in that position again, that we'll be able to capitalize.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
The 49ers are headed home after a third straight Super Bowl loss and their second straight to the Chiefs, this one by a 25-22 margin in overtime. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Tight end George Kittle on another tough Super Bowl loss.
Train all offseason. Every day you put in for the work. Go to OTAs, training camp. It's a long, long season. It's a long year. And whatever week we're on, what, 27? Something like that. You know, we've been playing football since late July. And to come up short of a goal, dream, it's not fun.
What a day for former Badger linebacker Leo Chanel. He now has two Super Bowl titles. He finished with six tackles, including the tackle for loss. He forced a fumble that the Chiefs recovered, and he blocked the Jake Moody extra point in the fourth quarter. Badger football coach Luke Fickell has already brought in three new assistant coaches this season, and he'll have to add a fourth now after it's been reported that defensive line coach Greg Scruggs expected to join the Michigan staff to coach the defensive line of the defending NCAA champions. And the Bucs are back in action tonight. They'll play host to Denver. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Your Department of Natural Resources is seeking some citizen tips on some illegal elk shootings that occurred in western Wisconsin's Jackson County more than a year ago. More details when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. The Wisconsin DNR needs the public's help in ongoing investigations into the illegal killing of two cow elk in separate events in Jackson County during the 2022 firearms deer season. DNR staff received and responded to a mortality signal from a cow elk's monitoring collar on Sunday, November 20th, 2022. The elk was found on private property near Whitney Road in the town of Knapp. DNR staff received a second mortality signal from another cow elk's monitoring collar on Tuesday, November 22nd, also in 2022. Agency staff found the second elk near the Castle Mound and Brockway Roads in the town of Brockway. Both animals had been shot. The DNR issued a call for tips when the investigation first began more than a year ago in late 2022. However, the information provided thus far has been inconclusive. More information is needed. No tip is too small. If you have any information, call 800-847-9367. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield and happy Monday, the fast day that it has gone. And unfortunately, not a lot of excitement happening within this market trade. And sometimes doldrums are okay, but at the same time, it makes you wonder how you're going to market and what you're going to market on. We're going to talk about some of the factors that are working into the place, including those export numbers that came out today. Supply buffers, are they really in place? And is it going to wait till our spring gets here and the planters start rolling to have any effect on what we see in the markets? A lot to take a look at today. Sam Hudson joins us. He is with Corn Belt Marketing. So I think we need to start there. For a Monday, it is definitely a lackluster kind of day.
It is. And you know, we did close higher today, but the bad news is tomorrow's turnaround Tuesday. So we'll see if we can hang on to them. You know, that these recent lows, you know, just don't instill a lot of confidence in the trade. USDA data here recently was just a complete non-starter. Have had, you know, big, you know, fun short in terms of a talking point, but no catalyst to really spook those guys out. And so this really leaves us flailing as we compete with South America's export, you know, prices at the port as they get ready for another harvest. And feels like we've got to wait for another supply side concern before we could really change the tide. And that may be a U.S. spring at this point, Susan.
Well, you know, let's talk about that, because we'll talk about South America here in a moment. But so much has been banking and waiting. And now everybody says, well, I'll just wait till spring gets here for us. What do you see some of those key factors as we look just not very far down the road when those planters will be headed into the south?
That's right. Well, as we mentioned, you know, USDA data is not enough to really change anything. And so if we don't see an abrupt change in South American weather, I think the next thing we look at is that the end of March data set. You know, we're going to have a quarterly stocks report. We're going to have our acreage report where you will have probably started planting cotton in the Mid-South. That's one thing to take a look at. We've seen a pretty good move in the cotton here recently. Hard to say how many acres we could switch last minute there, but I can't imagine that number is going to fall versus corn and soybeans. And so, you know, at the end of the day, as long as we're between, you know, 177 and 178, 79 million acres between corn and beans, it's going to be really hard to really, you know, paint an optimistic picture on price. We're going to get February Outlook Forum numbers here this week. But if we plug in trend yields, you know, Susan, with the acres that we're probably looking at, it's going to be, you know, we're going to be banging on the door of, you know, 2.3 plus billion bushel corn carryout and you know, stocks of usage in soybeans that are going to be 8% plus, not really justify prices where they're at.
Well, you talk about those cotton acres and those bean acres as well. All this continued dicamba talk, do you see that weighing in at all on what's going to happen in this market?
Well, I guess it could, right? I mean, I'm not certainly the one to speak on that. My assumption here, and I haven't looked at anything if there's any updates here this week, but my assumption is that anything that's been shipped out for use is probably going to get a waiver at this point. And we've carried this on, you know, into the presidential election along with a lot of other biofuel that, you know, talking points and so forth moving forward. That's just going to be such a huge thing for this market. And unfortunately, during times of limbo, when you've got that supply buffer we talked about, it doesn't offer a lot of help for pricing.
Well, and of course, I mean, you mentioned we've got an election year going on. We've got a lot of other factors that are weighing in, including just the economic feel overall. And with the kind of backpedaling we're seeing the Fed's doing right now after a 60 Minutes episode here a short time ago, there just seems to be a lot of fingers in this pot.
That's right. And, you know, adding to it, you know, coming out of winter here is the concern about China's economic situation. We've seen pretty strong numbers year over year as far as their import data is concerned, which is, you know, strong. But if we're going to have troubles here moving forward at a time where we're already largely non-competitive on the export market, it definitely, again, kind of stokes some fears there. Now, when you look at movement in general on its own, inspections and sales are just really right on USDA pace, since there's really just no fruit for fodder here unless it's going to come from an outside factor. And that keeps funds, you know, confident in their positions that they've got. You know, they're short, you know, around 300,000 corn, 130,000 soybeans, and 80,000 wheat. But if they don't have a reason to get out of it or a catalyst, then we continue to see them hold that, you know, well into spring. And it all becomes time and space in terms of how quickly they run for cover.
All right. What about this South American weather? I mean, it just seems every week there's a nugget that's thrown out there that the market kind of lobs onto. Is that what we're going to be doing this week?
You know, the market has been so tuned into, you know, conditions there from the get-go, and part of that was probably from our better-than-expected reaction here in the U.S. That became our only talking point, if there was one. At this point, we have seen those, you know, production estimates decline. We're still seeing USDA above CONAB, but if you look at the data here, I believe they've cut the Brazilian crop around 7 million metric tons since, you know, they started estimating the size of it. But if you go back and look, they've actually raised last year's crop around 6 million metric tons. And so it's almost a tit-for-tat move there. And in essence, on the balance sheet, doesn't really mean a whole lot. And when we get worked up about, you know, the discrepancies between there, if you look at USDA's estimates compared to last year, as well as CONAB's compared to last year, they're very similar in their mindset in terms of expecting around a 3 to 4% lower crop than last year, even though their numbers are off. And so what we have to challenge ourselves on is even if we see a movement of, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 million metric tons, by the time we figure it all out, yeah, we're going to be talking about our weather and what we're going to be producing, and it probably won't matter at that point. And that's what the markets are baking in.
And don't forget Chinese New Year, Year of the Dragon. So that should make for some interesting added into the trade as well.
That's right. Well, in theory, it should slow down any sort of announcements on any flash sales if they could really change anything anyways. But it just hasn't been a real big talking point or staple for us here lately.
Well, we can't seem to get China to even really consider much of our grains as they have in the past. I know it's kind of beating a dead horse, per se, but can we blame a little bit of it on the dollar? Is it a lot of politics? What seems to be the biggest push, or is it just comes down to the fact that their grain's cheaper?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, I think the number one is their grain's cheaper. And, of course, the dollar, you know, surging here into the new year is just part of that pricing structure. But, you know, politics are helping it as well, or I guess not helping us, helping that cause as far as them staying away from us. And again, their year-over-year data was good. But if we have concern moving forward and we can't compete right now, then we almost have to have, you know, something force their hand. And at this point, to me, that the only, you know, chance is going to be weather. Argentina crop ratings last week, you know, last couple weeks have been on the decline after 2 weeks of warmer and drier weather. But, you know, again, we're just running out of time.
We've got a lot more coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues this afternoon with Sam Hudson. Sam, of course, is with Corn Belt Marketing, and we talked a lot of factors that were weighing in on this grain complex. And here we are on a Monday. You talked about the potential of a turnaround Tuesday. I wanted to ask you before we even go to livestock is, looking at the big picture right now on grains and the time of the month that we are, the time of the year that we're at, where should we be thinking marketing plan-wise? So we're ready, because you know darn well, the minute those planters start going, marketing is not going to be on the forefront of our minds.
Well, it's not going to be. And you know, we've talked about, we've already touched on the large, you know, fund short. And I liken this market very similar to what we saw in 2019. You know, funds were short. We had ample supplies, really not a concern. We were getting ready to get in the field for another cycle. And it's exactly where we're at here this year now. Are we going to delay plantings till early June this year? I'm not going to sit here and try to predict that, but that's the first, you know, way a market could really get a bigger turnaround. I think that just at least sets a bar for what potential we could see if we see any hiccups. I really believe what's going to fuel that is the fact that farmers are going to continue to move grain here in the short term, just from a logistical standpoint and a cash flow need standpoint. But once they've got enough to put the crop in, it's going to be pretty hard to find that natural seller. And if you give the market a reason to put a bid in, that's where things could get kind of spicy and you could find, you know, a bunch of volatility again. But if you've not gotten a start, you know, to this point, it's a pretty difficult decision to lean into it, but you almost just have to and hope that you're wrong. You know, and the day you realize you're wrong, if you've got to adjust with it, do so. But at this point, you know, we're more focused on new crop. A lot of these insurance decisions are going to be being made, and at least offer another piece of the puzzle in terms of what's offered for a backstop.
Well, let's look at global perspectives as well, because I mean, things have been interesting with Russia. They're changing of their wheat numbers. We've got wheat here we need to sell. It sounds like they're going to flood the market with some real cheap stuff.
Oh, that's true. And, you know, this, throughout this whole campaign, you know, we got the funds out of that market a couple years ago at the onset of this conflict. And at this point, we've just really seen no deviation in terms of world grain flow as it pertains to us. When you got variable storage rates here in the U.S., we continue to see big carries in the market. And that encourages, you know, commercials to store and facilitates a, you know, 30% plus stocks to usage ratio. So until we can change that, there's really no reason to be bullish wheat. From a food security standpoint, that's good because we're going to have plenty sitting around. But if anyone has to come after our carryout, it's probably already too late. And so I think that theme is just going to stick with us. Unfortunately, we're kind of going that direction with corn. When you look at how much acreage expansion has taken place in South America and the headwinds that we have on usage, I think that's probably the biggest story, Susan, for the next 2 or 3 years. You know, how are we going to see the rubber hit the road on the sustainable aviation fuel, the low carbon fuels? You know, all this is going to help, you know, influence our demand structure. And we definitely need to see an improvement there because we're not doing a whole heck of a lot of, you know, building here on our own.
So let's switch gears and go over to the livestock side. I mean, live cattle and the lean hogs both saw some negativity. Feeder cattle traded on the stronger side. What is your takeaway of this mixed market that we're dealing with on livestock?
You know, the feeder cattle market's just been impressive as far as the cash trade. The enthusiasm there really over the last 3 weeks has just been pretty impressive. And so when you look at, you know, weekly charts as far as where we could expect cash to go, it's possible we could see, you know, retest of the highs that, you know, we were trading back in late last summer. But a lot of it's going to probably depend on that spring weather that we've talked about. You know, if we have to throw a big curveball in terms of changing feed costs, then that could really impact the market and really curtail our ability to expand herd size. But if we, you know, keep corn more or less free here into and throughout summer, I think it's going to finally potentially encourage some expansion. You got grass that's going to be more available here this year compared to the last couple of years, and I think that bodes well for you know, seeing more numbers. And depending on what the demand does along the way and the economic sentiment does along the way into an election, that'll help throttle things up or down.
And that'll give mainstream media something new to maybe lob on to, because all the stories as of late are about the low cattle numbers, and we've known that in agriculture for months and months at this point.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and it just all filters back into that same talk about inflation and just the price of everything anymore. And, you know, the big question is the speed at which it all can change.
What's your thoughts on the consumer confidence in as they look at their finances and in turn buying of extra food at the grocery store?
Well, you know, we've got through the holidays. I think you're continuing to see, you know, this concern about overall debt. You know, when you look at market cycles and how we're continuing to push in the equities, even after the first of the year, it just feels like we're kind of, you know, maybe finally getting a hint of the fumes for that rally. You know, when we finally exhaust or get to a euphoric moment in those equity markets ahead of an election, I get a little bit concerned. That could pave the way for some money coming back into raw materials again. But if we've still got, you know, negative fundamentals for these markets coming in, it's going to be something that lingers with us here again for the next 2 or 3 years. And so, you know, as it pertains to the beef trade and hog trade specifically, you know, China is still that biggest, you know, elephant in the room here as far as what they're going to be, you know, needing to buy. And I think we have to keep very close, you know, tabs on what they do versus really what they say and what people are concerned about.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
800-655-3380 or www.cornbeltmarketing.com.
All right. That is today's Channel Final Bell, and it's brought to you by the Channel Seed Professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Propane, energy for everyone. Late last week, the USDA released the February updates to the world agricultural supply and demand estimates, and traders were watching closely to see what the USDA thought might be coming out of those soybean fields in Brazil. I'll have more details when we come back. More than 800,000 American farms choose propane every day for nearly every job on the farm. From propane-powered flame weed control as an alternative to herbicides to propane-powered irrigation engines that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%, propane is a reliable, environmentally friendly energy source. Plus, propane delivers significant savings over other fuels, boosting both profits and efficiency, all while lowering emissions. And with the Propane Farm Incentive Program, farms are growing more benefits to their bottom line with direct payments of up to $5,000 to participating ag producers, just for documenting propane's performance on the farm. Learn more about how propane is helping farms reduce emissions and grow their savings. Visit booth WS20 and WS22 at the World Ag Expo, February 13th through the 15th in Tulare, California, or go to propane.com today. When the most recent world supply and demand estimates were released by the USDA, soybean traders were expecting to see larger cuts to the size of the Brazilian soybean crop, which is about 20% harvested across that country. Before the USDA's report, Brazil's farm agency, CONAB, released a report suggesting that soy production could be as much as 149 million metric tons in that country, which would be about 8 million fewer than USDA had reported last month. That number spurred buying in bean markets, as traders hoped USDA would find a similar number. But no such luck. USDA did lower their expectations, but only slightly, keeping expected production of around 156 million metric tons in Brazil. Soy prices moved lower on both Thursday and Friday. Jacqueline Holland, grains analyst at Farm Futures magazine, noted that the agency did increase Brazil's expected soybean shipping volumes, which she thinks could point to higher yields in some of the later planted soy fields. The report was a bit of a snooze for corn traders as well, with the only domestic change being an expected 10 million bushel decline in the use of corn for glucose and dextrose. That pushed ending stocks up by 10 million bushels as well. No change was made to the season average expected price of $4.80 per bushel. In South America, however, USDA did make larger than expected revisions to Brazil's corn crop, shrinking it by about 125 million bushels. Holland of Farm Futures said of the adjustment, quote, "This tells us that the safrinha crop may be facing larger climate challenges and unfavorable yield windows that could be discouraging farmers from expanding acreage this year." That smaller acreage could lead to a 2% decline in corn production and as much as a 4% decline in Brazil's corn exports, which U.S. growers could capitalize on as our shipping season ramps up in the next few months. I'll be back with more details after this.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs upper 30s. Mostly cloudy in mid-40s Wednesday. A rain or snow shower possible in the late afternoon and evening. Then Thursday, clearing back out, cooler, high-low 30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like a cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story and man, I'm sticking to it. You know I ain't gonna do a thing, darling, unless you approve it. My story and I'm sticking to it.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive, some days you're living. Some days you're living. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt, and it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, "Baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive, some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky, your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living." don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living. Yeah. Living like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your eyes a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Some days you're living.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. Can't shoot me down, cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you want to go. Baby, I'll do whatever you want to do. On smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it should be cool if you did. Have a night that you'll never forget. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of comedy. Country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. Yeah, it sure be cool if you
talk to an old friend. friend, right or wrong. I had to hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turned up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. It's now and then what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Hey baby, what you doing this evening? Can you meet me down at the railroad tracks? I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado, and I've ice down a six pack. Ow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you see me go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby, a picking wildflowers. Hey, baby, Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Yeah, dive in like honeybees. Baby, what you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby.
Picking wildflowers.